Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Yes, in his arms I feel protected. No place. No place I'd rather be. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, God. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We just give reverence to God. Oh, we give reverence to an almighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We come this far by faith. By faith. Oh, yes, by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, yes. We know we always start out with our prayers and concerns. And we have prayers tonight. Prayers for our government. Yes. Prayer for those who are in bereavement. Yes. Prayer for men and women who feel that they'd rather go to hell than to live for Christ Jesus. Oh, yeah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you, Lord, for this very air that we're breathing right now. God, we thank you. We thank you, God. For the eyes that we have, oh God, that you have supplied us with eyes, God. Master, we are grateful today. Yes, we are grateful. We thank you, Master, for the limbs that we have, that we can move our limbs, our legs, we can walk. Oh God, we thank you for the voices that we have. Oh, glory to God. That we will learn one day how to just edify you and lift you up. Because it's all about you and it's not about us. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. We're grateful today, Lord. And we lift up our government to you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, to just breathe on this government. Oh, Master, we're talking about the United States Congress, the Senate, the House. We're talking about the state governments, all local governments. Oh, Master, we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, we lift them up to you, God. We look upon those who are in bereaved, those hearts who are broken. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch them, God. To let them know, God, that you're with them, that you love them. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon the young people who are beginning to say that they prefer to die and go to hell than to be called a Christian. God, Master, oh, God, we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, we come against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We speak salvation over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. We speak it, oh God, because you said that we have the authority, oh God, to come and intercede for our sisters and our brothers, those that don't know you in the importance of their sins, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch him, to touch those hearts that are stones. Oh, God, we ask you right now. Oh, to break it up. Break it up, oh, God. Oh, Master, we're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Yeah, in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We exalt you, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. Mm-hmm. We just want to say that we just give God all the praise. We give him all honor because it's all about him. It has never been about anyone else. It's all about him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, we thank God. We know that we have been really into selfishness for this entire month, and we really had it for five Fridays. Yeah, it's been a long week, a long month, but we just thank God. We thank God. And I just want to say that selfishness, it says that I just want to take a moment to thank you for listening, your listening ears to this particular ministry. Yeah. In order to live victorious, there are some things we have to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's say you are selfish. Then you heard about what God says about selfishness. For 5 weekends, you heard that. Now, there is no need to remain in the dead state. It's no need. We learn we can be set free. We can be peeled off. We can be peeled. That evilness can be peeled off of us. Yeah, it can be taken away. Yeah. Yeah, we learned that. We learned that the evil ways that have come to attach itself to us no longer has to remain. Yeah. Glory to God. We learned that. Mm-hmm. So, we can also live a more joyful life in Christ, through Christ, in what his teachings really mean. Glory to God. Yeah. So let's just move real quickly, and we're going to go into Genesis chapter 4 here. Genesis chapter 4 is where we see that Cain and Abel, yeah, these were two brothers. Most of us know the story about Cain and Abe, how Abe kept the flock and Cain worked the soil. Mm-hmm. In the course of time, Cain brought some of his fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. Yeah. He looked pleased with him. Yeah, he was pleased with his offerings that he would give to the Lord. And it says here, Abraham laid with Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. 2, later she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flock and Cain worked the field. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was pleased. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborns of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. 5, but on Cain and his offerings he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry and his face was downcast. Now look at that. Look at that. Now we know with ourselves that when somebody comes and give us a gift, and it's a gift that we feel that is we're deserving of, we're so happy. Yeah. Because we know that they took time out to go and select that gift. They took time. Yeah, it took time to find something that they felt that was really suitable for you. Same with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah, same with him. Same, same. No difference. Yeah, let's look at 5. And it says, but Cain and his offering, he did not look upon it with favor. So Cain was very angry and his face downcast. Now, why would you be upset if you didn't go and bring your best? You know that wasn't your best when you selected it. You knew that. But Abel, he was the shepherd, and Cain brought some fruit up from his soil. He was a gardener. Mm-hmm. So these were two brothers. There was an older brother and there was a younger brother. Yeah. What Cain was doing was tithing off of his gardening givings. Yeah. Givings of his labor to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Abel brought fat. Those portions, they were fat. They were not the best choice. And we all know who those meat guys, anybody out here that love meat, ribeyes, T-bones, you don't want the fat on those. The sirloins, the lean meat. Yeah. Why? Because that is the best cut. Okay. Abel was also giving his first to God. It's just his first was not, I'm sorry, Cain was giving his first. It's just that his first was not the best. Isn't that something? And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He knew that. Yeah, he knew that wasn't the best that he had. And many times God can sit and he can look at, he knows everything. So he knew what was best. He knew what was lacking. Yeah. So here we see two major forms of the word selfish. Yeah. Two, right here, right in this. It's okay to give to God. Some of us give a little of ourselves to God, and some wants to give a lot. But God wants all. He wants all of you. Yeah. He don't want a little bit. He don't want what you think he may need or may desire. But he wants what's due him. Yeah. Since God was choosing. Yeah, he was choosing in his choosing. Yeah, we can also choose and be choosing in our giving. We can make better choices than what we're doing. Yeah, Cain, he gave, but it wasn't his best. Mm-mm. He did his intentionals. What he intended to do. What he intended to do was to give God what he felt God should have. And I know I'm talking to someone. Selfishness. Yeah. This is what I think you need, God. This is what I think you deserve. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. We become angry. We become upset. We become jealous when we see God's blessings on someone else who's giving God all of themselves, who's giving God more than what? A tithe? But he's giving the offering, and then he's giving not just a tenth, but he's giving more than that. He's digging and he's giving of himself. Hallelujah. God wants it all. Verse 6. Look at verse 6 here. And it says here, then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? Look at that. Why? Why would you look like that? Look like God should be the one, huh? He should be looking like that. But why are you looking like that? You're looking like that because you're angry? Because I am exalting your brother? I'm acknowledging him? I'm giving him favor? I'm giving him a compliment that he so rightfully deserves? How selfish are you? How selfish? Verse 7, and it says, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Glory to God. What is he saying here? Here we see God is showing stern, this is stern love to Cain, and a strong warning about the results of his actions. Yeah. Many times we have to have stern warnings. We have to, it has to be stern. We can't be soft when we see that someone is not doing what God requires of them. And many times we turn the other we turn our head and we act like we don't see that and we just hope that goes away. But it's not going to go away. If anything, it's going to constantly grow and get bigger and get bigger. And before you know it, it's out of control. Mm-hmm. Verse 8. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. Mm-hmm. And while they were in the field, Cain attacks his brother Abel and kills him. Now remember in this, Cain was the older brother. He was the firstborn. So Abel was the younger brother. And so think about in your situations that you've seen with siblings in your own home, in your own lives. Most of the time, the siblings go along with the older brother because they look up to them. So if the older brother feels that we can go take a walk somewhere, yeah, you know he protects you, he takes care of you, he watches over you. You have this type of feeling about your older sibling. Yeah, but not here. Look at this. Not here. Now Cain said to his brother, he wanted to go for a walk in the field. And so he thought that was nothing, to take a walk, to take a stroll. It was nothing. Selfishness. Selfishness. Selfishness can lead us down a dark road. Yeah, a dark road, if we let it. Selfishness can lead us to jealousy. Selfishness can lead us to murder. Selfishness can lead us to senseless actions. Yeah, senseless. My brother's keeper. My brother. My sister. One that I look up to. One that I trust. Yeah. Look at verse 10. And the Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me. Glory to God, from the ground. So here we see Cain knows, he has no idea of really how omnipotent God is. Yeah, right here. God is saying to him, his blood cries out from the very ground. Look at that. Look at that. Selfishness. It has come and it has destroyed its. It has destroyed him, just like a cancer. It has come to eat and eat and eat. Yeah. And then there are no living organs. You're dead. Nothing is alive anymore. Nothing is functionable anymore. You are so caught up into your hate, into your evilness. Yeah. So you have killed your brother. Innocent one has been slaughtered. Innocent one has been killed. Senseless. Verse 11. Glory to God. Now you are under a curse. Listen at that. Now, when we first started, we were interested in having favor. We were interested in being blessed. Yeah. But now, after being caught up with hatred, yeah, just a little hatred, just a little bit, and then we have just a little bit of jealousy over here. Mm-hmm. And much, much selfishness. A little bit of deceit. Deceptions. And before you know it, murder has appeared and murder has actually taken over. Look at this. He said, now you are under a curse and driven from the ground which opens its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hands. Your hands. He's talking directly to Cain, and he's being very stern with him. Glory to God. Now think about this. This is the Almighty God. This is the omnipotent one. This is the omnipresent one who has the ability, who has the power to just blink his eye, and Cain would die right there. But oh, he's merciful. Glory to God. He's merciful. He's merciful to us many times. He's merciful to us. He's merciful to me. Yeah. He says it will no longer yield. His hands, they will no longer yield its crops for him. So that means it's over with. Having the hands that can grow, that's what he had. That was his gift. That was where his blessing lied. But you see, when you're so selfish and you're so caught up, you don't even realize how blessed you really are. Look at that. He had no idea. No idea that he was blessed. All along, he was blessed because he was the one that had the ability to grow. And I know a lot of people who try to grow a plant, grow a flower, and you go back in a couple of days and something wrong, something going on with it, and they just can't, it can't seem to work right. And then we see some who has that gift that they can put it in the soil, and next week something is has rooted, and before you know it, within a month's time, you have a bloom or you have a serious bud. Gifts from God. Gifts that many of us have and that we have no idea who we really are. Look at Cain. Selfishness. Mm-hmm. He also tells him that you will be a restless wonder. You're going to wander all through the earth and you're going to be restless. Restless. You're never going to be contented. You're never going to have any joy. You're never going to have any peace. All because you allowed selfishness, selfishness to come. Selfishness came and it, he entertained it. He sat down and talked with it, and it overtook him. Are you listening to me? Selfishness. Cain was caught up in selfishness. Mm. Here we see that God placed a mark on Cain so that no one, no one would kill him. And you see, the mark that God placed, you know, many times is when you're miserable and when you're unhappy and when you don't have no peace, you just wish somebody would come and just destroy you. But here we see that will not happen. The curse will continue. The curse will last because nobody's going to kill you. So you're just going to be wondering, all because of selfishness. Now we got this. We had 5 Fridays of this. The results of being selfish, the consequences, we've heard them. So it's our decision if we want to continue to be selfish. Or if we want to start looking at our sisters and our brothers and seeing that there is someone that I can help. There is someone that is in need. Mm-hmm. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. But what is he saying here? Well, this is Paul, and he's talking, and he's saying here that we should be concerned. We should be concerned about others that are around us. Yeah. There are others that are all around us that we should be concerned about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The interests of others. If someone that we know and they like to go to Bible study and we want to be concerned about their interests, well, we should try to spend time with them and have Bible study with them or go to Bible study with them. Yeah, I'm talking to you, ladies and men, who are in relationships where the husband may want to go to church and you don't want to go. Hey, this scripture, Philippians 4, 2 and 4, tells us that we should be concerned. Yeah, we should get up, get ourselves ready, and try to go to Bible study. Yeah, men. Those of you who don't like to go shopping, and we see that this is the interest of our mate. They like to go shopping. We don't have to go and stay 2 hours, but we can go and give them some of our time in shopping. So the interest level just should be in general that we should be concerned, whether it's finance interest, church interest, painting, a hobby, Bible study, sports, ladies. These are interests that are interests of someone else. And we should learn to take time out. Yeah. Because we're giving of ourselves and we're not being selfish. We're not being selfish. We decided this week, this month, that we don't want to continue to be selfish. We want to learn to share. We want to get involved in the interests of someone else. This is what this is saying to us. And we have the ability because we can do this. If God says we can do it, we can do this. Glory to God. Yeah. We can show that we're interested in something else. Yeah. And men, you can show that you're interested in something other than just sports. Yeah, that you're interested in the Word of God too. Hallelujah. We have the ability that we can reach over to someone else and be concerned about them. Yeah, and not be so stiff, so selfish, where we don't see anything else other than what we want to see. Yeah. Speaking of seeing, and those with the remote who don't want to share the remotes, yeah. Be concerned and have interest of someone else's interest. Yeah. Open up. Open up. And God is saying to us that when we do this, we're showing love and we're showing concern one for another. And this is what he says. And John 13, chapter 13, he says, a new commandment that I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And in loving, you're going to share. You're going to be open. You're going to be open to new ideas. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master, for this day. We thank you, God, for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come together. Oh, we're so grateful today, God. We ask you, Master, that if we are selfish, we ask that you move it from our hearts. Take it away from us, oh God. Help us to be concerned one from another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We want to remind you that on Sunday evenings from 7 to 8 o'clock, God's Favorite Ministries with Pastor Vivian George, tune in and you will be blessed in the name of Jesus. And we look forward to having you back with us on next Friday evenings. Yes, it's a blessing in serving a true and a living God. And remember, you don't have to be selfish. You can live a victorious life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.